弟兄姐妹们平安。今天的经文取自路加福音二章一到十二节。当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。第八节，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I will be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Can you all please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2, 1 to 12? In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for him. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Amen. Amen.
His entitled his message, we have Reverend Chu to preach to us. His entitled his message, Great News of Joy. 我们请邱牧师。
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Very good morning to everybody.
时间过得真快。
Time flies.
转眼之间，我们已经来到了2024年的年底。
In a twinkling of an eye, we are at the end of the year 2024. 不懂事，我们操作电脑，就电脑操作我们啊。
可以，没事。那我要怎么样那个水？这样子啊。OK， 好，行行。地铁的时候我们坐常常故障。我告诉你。
There are often disruptions in the MRT system.
不要说地铁，包括现在这些科技都是有这样的问题。
Like MRT and likewise also the devices here.
神牧师他说每次要为那个 PA system 祷告是有原因的。
And so Pastor reminds us that we have to pray for the PA system.
在我以前带领中国信徒的时候，没有这个问题。
When I led the Chinese nationals last time,
我们没有这种高科技的。
We do not have these high tech equipment.
所以我讲到的时候就是这样讲。
And so I just preached like that.
好了，来了。
Bit loose, huh? Doesn't respond. Okay, looks good.
谢谢大家的包容。
Thank you for bearing with us.
好，我希望这次这个信息能够顺利的讲。
I pray that I will be able to preach through this sermon.
我讲到的时候很少有这个问题。
When I preach, I seldom face such problems.
因为我以前讲到的时候没有用这种高科技的。
Because I do not use such high-tech devices last time.
不像金牧师，金圣牧师。
Unlike our pastor,
他们相当高科技哈、哦。
是吗？
相当高科技。
He belongs to the high tech era.
一定要用这个 PPT 的。
So he needs to use his PPT to preach.
所以我来这边讲到的时候，他跟我说要用 PPT。
So when I preached, he told me I'll have to use PPT to the PowerPoints to preach, slides to preach.
所以我就跟他配合。
And so I worked with him.
所以有时候很顺利。
Sometimes things go smoothly.
但有时候不太顺利。
Sometimes not so smoothly.
没有办法。
I don't have an option.
好，言归正传，我们回来看。
To return to our main subject.
那今年2024年的年度关键词是什么？
What is the keyword for the year 2024?
这样讲的话，可能那些读英文报纸的弟兄姐妹不太明白。
If I put it this way, those who read the English papers, perhaps you do not understand.
这个只有读中文报章的弟兄们就明白。
And only those who read the Chinese papers will understand.
好像我是 Chinese helicopter.
Like me, I'm Chinese educated.
金圣牧师是 English helicopter.
This pastor Andrew is English educated.
所以我们读华文报章的时候，每年来到年底的时候呢，会选出一个关键词。
And so we who read the Chinese papers at the end of the year will select a keyword.
那么这个关键词就代表那一年所发生的事。
And this keyword represents the events of the year.
那这个关键词必须是汉字。
And the keyword must be a Chinese character.
汉字。
A Chinese character.
好，请问今年2020年在八世界所选出来最多读者的那个字是什么字呢？
And what keyword has the readers of the year selected?
就是这个字。
It is this particular word.
这个字你们会读吗？
Do you want to read this word?
有的人会读，有的人不会读。你说说，风，读风的举手，读犬的举手。我告诉你，正确的读音是彪。
And the correct pronunciation is 彪。
What is 彪？
什么是标？
标就是上升的意思。
It means to rise.
这个字是最多读者选出来的。
This is the word that most readers have selected.
这个字反映了2020年所发生的事情。
And it represents the events that happened in 2024.
你看，很多东西都上升的。
Because many things have risen.
通货膨胀上升的。
The goods of prices, the prices of goods have risen.
物价上升的。
The good prices risen.
那么诈骗也上升的。
And the incidence of scams has also risen.
所以有很多事情都不断的上升。
Many things have, the incidence have risen.
好，讲重点。
The emphasis.
我要讲的就是，如果你打开报章电台你看的话。
And if you read the newspapers and you observe.
你发现大多数是不好的消息。
Most of the news are bad news.
令人沮丧的消息。
Things, news that discourage us.
令人情绪低落的消息。
News that bring the low spirits in us.
我们盼望能够听到好消息。
We desire to hear good news.
请问好消息有吗？
Is there good news?
有吗？
Is there?
答案是有。
Yes, there is.
今天我告诉大家一个好消息。
Today I want to tell you a good news.
所以今天我的题目就是这个。
And my title is...
大喜的信息
，Good news of great joy，
这个是好消息。
This phrase good news，
那么这个好消息到底是什么？
What is this good news？
这好消息跟圣诞节有关的。
It is related to Christmas。
好，我们问一个问题。
We ask a question。
什么是圣诞节
？What is Christmas？
圣诞节是什么
？What is Christmas？
那大多数人都以为圣诞节就是这些了。
Many thought that Christmas means these things。
所以你问那些没有信主的朋友。
If you ask those unbelieving friends,
你的同事、你的老板，你问他们还没有信主的人
，your colleagues, your boss, your those who do not believe in the Lord.
圣诞节啊，圣诞树。
What is Christmas? It is Christmas tree.
圣诞节就是圣诞礼物。
Christmas equals Christmas presents.
就是圣诞老人
，Santa Claus.
圣诞 party.
And Christmas parties.
还有他们最喜欢的圣诞大餐。
And what they love most is.Feast during Christmas.
那大多数人就说这个就是圣诞节了。
Most will say that this is Christmas.
这个是圣诞节吗
？Is this Christmas?
他们被误导了。
They have been misled.
他们不知道圣诞节的意义是什么。
They do not understand the meaning of Christmas.
那我问一个问题，到底什么是圣诞节
？We ask a question. What is Christmas?
我们来看圣经。
We shall study the Bible.
我们看圣经怎么说
？We shall. What has the Bible to say?
那刚才两位弟兄姊妹他们就读了。路加福音十二章
Just our brothers and sisters as they have read Luke chapter 2
我们来看路加福音十二章到底讲什么
二章 We shall look at Luke chapter 2
好这里讲到一到三节罗马皇帝下令天下人民报名上册
And in verses 1 to 3 it says that Caesar Augustus issued a decree
那这里说到罗马皇帝下道命令所有的百姓要回去自己的城市登记户口
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone is to return to their town to register.
那为什么这个皇帝要下这道命令呢
？Why did this emperor issue such a decree?
原来呢，他们回去是要做人口普查。
It is to take a census of the population.
你们知道什么是人口普查吗
？Do you know what's a population census?
目的是什么
？What is its purpose?
这是为了征兵役跟征税。
This is征兵役
Constitution.
This is for the purpose of conscription and for the purpose of issuing taxes.
对了，就是为了这个，就是为了这个，所以他们就回去了。
And hence they returned to their towns.
那圣经告诉我们，王的心在耶和华的手中，好像龙沟的水随意的流转。
The Bible tells us that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. He directs it as he wishes.
地上所有的政权是上帝设立的。
The powers and authorities on earth are instituted by God.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
意思是说，上帝借着这个罗马皇帝下这道命令。
It means that the Lord moved the emperor to issue such a decree.
叫每个人回去报名上册。
To return to their towns to register.
目的就是
，and its purpose，
约瑟跟玛利亚能够回去他们的老家
，so that Joseph and Mary could return to their hometown。
那当他们回去的时候，就应验了圣经的预言。
And upon their return, a part of the Bible is being fulfilled。
那我们说什么预言呢
？What prophecy is that？
啊，等一下我再跟你解释。
I'll tell you later。
好，看下去。
Looking on。
四到第七节
，in verses 4 to 7，
这里主要讲到约瑟跟玛利亚回去。
It tells us primarily that Joseph and Mary returned.
他们怎么回去呢
？How did they return？
他们从北部的拿撒勒回到南部的伯利恒。
And they journeyed from Nazareth in the north, to Bethlehem in the south.
我们看这个地图
，looking at the map.
啊，北部拿撒勒，南部就是伯利恒。
And In the north is Nazareth, and in the south is Bethlehem.
好，这个约瑟跟玛利亚他们从北到南，你知道他们走了多远吗
？When they traveled from, when Joseph and Mary traveled from the north to the south, how long? What distance did they cover?
那注意啊，那时候没有巴士。
There were no buses transport at the time.
没有车啊。
No cars.
100多公里。
They traveled more than 100 kilometers.
大概4到5天。
And that entails a 4 to 5 day journey.
而玛利亚那时候她怀孕了。
And Mary at the time was pregnant.
所以她需要的时间更久。
And so she requires more time to travel.
那当他们千里迢迢就来到了伯利恒。
Having come from afar to Bethlehem.
来到伯利恒的时候，没想到所有的客店都满了。
So, they did not expect every inn, the hotel to be filled, to be taken up.
所以没有办法。
And they had no option.
他们找客店的马厩
And so they had to dwell in the main in a manger of a motel, a stable in the motel.
啊，马厩就是放马的那个地方 stable.
And a stable is where you keep the horses.
所以玛利亚就在这个马厩里面呢，就生下了一个宝宝
And Mary gave birth to a baby in a In this stable,
啊，然后呢，就把这个宝宝放在马槽里。
And she placed this baby in a manger.
那马槽就是放那个饲料的地方，给这些马吃的，叫马槽。
A manger contains the food, prepared for horses.
我们问一个问题。
We ask a question.
请问这个宝宝他是谁
？Who is this little baby?
这个放在马槽的宝宝他是谁
？Who is this baby placed in manger?
你说：“哎呀，牧师，不就是这个约瑟跟玛利亚生的吗
？”Pastor, isn't that the baby Mary gave birth to?
是不是
？Isn't is that so?
他们的孩子对不对
？This is their child.
对不对？我们看下一节就知道了。
We will know the answer if it's correct later on.
天使向牧羊人报佳音。
An angel announced good news.
8到12节。
In verses 8 to 12,
这里我们看见天使向牧羊人报佳音。
Here we see the angels announcing a good news to the shepherds.
当时在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊人。
And in the wilderness, there were shepherds.
那么有个天使突然间出现在他们的旁边。
And an angel appeared to them suddenly.
那注意，天使向他们报佳音。
Note that the angel announced good news.
这是第一次的报佳音。
This was the first Christmas caroling.
那第一次报佳音不是人。
The first Christmas caroling was not done by human beings.
啊，我们不是要报佳音吗？
We are going to have a caroling session soon.
对不对？在20号，我们不是报佳音吗
？On the 20th of December.
谁去报佳音啊？
Who are those? Who are those who are going to announce good news?
啊，就是我们这里所有的弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters here.
第一次包佳音不是人。
The first team of people who announced good news, the carolers, were not human beings.
是天使。
They were angels.
这个天使就跟他们说了。
And the angels said to them,
他说有个宝宝出世了。
A baby has been born.
这个不是普通的宝宝。
This is not an ordinary baby.
他身份非常的尊贵，是大有来头的。
He is highly honored, and he comes from some great family.
那请问这个在马槽里出世的这个宝宝他是谁呢？
Who is this baby who was born in this stable manger?
那你注意那个天使说的话。
Note what the angel said.
十到十二节。
In verses 10 to 12.
这十到十二节他就说了。
And in these verses 10 to 12, they say,
天使说这个宝宝是救主。
The angel says, this baby is the Savior.
这宝宝是主基督。
The Savior is the Christ.
好了，现在来到我今天要分享的重点。
And we come now to the emphasis of this message.
到底这个救主他是谁？
Who exactly is this Lord?
那关于救主的降生，
regarding the Savior's birth,
总共有四处的圣经记载告诉我们。
Four Bible passages tell us this, about it.
这个在马槽出世的宝宝，
This baby who was born in a manger,
他有什么特别？
What's so special about him?
他就是救主。
He is the Savior.
我们来看四处的经文。
We shall look at four passages of the Bible.
四处的记载，
Four records,
告诉我们他是谁。
Who tell us who he is.
第一处经文，马太福音第一章。
The first passage in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
这里说到旧约先知的预言应验了。
It says that the prophecy of told by the OT prophet has been fulfilled.
那么在马太福音第一章，
In Matthew chapter 1,
那时候约瑟呢，他跟玛利亚结婚了。
Mary and Joseph and Mary, they have just gotten married.
可是没想到玛利亚突然间怀孕了。
But suddenly Mary was pregnant.
那注意啊，这个在当时那个时代，
In those times,
我讲的是2000年前，
And I mean 2000 years ago,
玛利亚怀孕这是大件事。
Mary being pregnant is a big event.
他们虽然是结婚，不过他们还没有在一起住。
Although they have been married, but they did not consummate their marriage.
这个玛利亚却怀孕了。
And Mary was pregnant.
那肯定是跟别的男人有了性关系。
She must have had sexual relations with another man.
那根据当时的律法，
According to the law at that time,
一个犹太女子跟另一个男人有了性关系而怀孕呢？
When a Jewish woman has sex and got pregnant with another man,
你知道结果是怎么样吗？
Do you know the consequence?
今天还没有很多未婚的少女怀孕。
Today there are many who are not married yet. Women who are unmarried, they get pregnant.
他们就是这样把孩子生下来。
They just give birth to a child.
没有问题。
There was no problem.
不过两千年前就不一样。
But it was different 2,000 years ago.
凡是呢犯奸的女人要被石头打死的。
Those who commit adultery, women who commit adultery, they will be stoned to death.
所以玛利亚要被石头打死。
And so Mary must be, could have been stoned to death.
但是约瑟是一个义人。
But Joseph was a righteous man.
他有爱心。
He was kind.
他不要玛利亚被石头打死。
He did not want Mary to be stoned to death.
所以他就暗地里把她休了。
And so secretly,she divorced her.
休了就是把她跟她离婚的意思。
In other words, he proceeded with a divorce.
这个时候，上帝差派天使在梦里跟约瑟说。
At this time, the Lord sent an angel to speak to him.
跟他说，在梦里跟他说。
And spoke to Joseph in a dream.
跟他说，你不要怕，把玛利亚娶过来。
Say, do not fear, marry her.
他之所以怀孕，是因为圣灵的工作。
She is pregnant through the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
你们听了觉得很奇怪，对吗
？You may find it strange.
不过这是圣经讲的。
But this was what the Bible said.
因为圣经在旧约说到
，Because the prophecy of the Old Testament said,
必有童女怀孕生子。
The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son.
所以天使对约瑟说，这是要应验旧约先知所说的话。
In other words, Matthew says that this is to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy.
在哪里呢？
Where is that found?
就在以赛亚书七章十四节。
And it is found in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
必有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son.
这是第一处经本。
This is the first passage.
我们看第二处经本。
And the second passage.
天使向玛利亚传达重要信息。
The angel conveyed an important message to Mary.
刚才我们看到的是马太福音第一章。
We read Matthew chapter 1 just now.
当时天使在梦里跟约瑟说话。
The angel spoke to Mary, to Joseph in a dream.
现在我们看的是路加福音第一章。
We want to see now Luke chapter 1.
这里呢是天使对玛利亚面对面说话。
And in this case, the angel spoke to Mary face to face.
那这个发生的时候呢，时间更早。
And this happened much early on.
啊，那时候玛利亚跟约瑟还没怀孕。
At that time,Mary was still not pregnant.
啊，还没有，他们还没有结婚，她也没有怀孕。
They were not pregnant yet. Neither were they. Was she pregnant?
那么当时一个天使
，At that time an angel,
那就去找玛利亚。
So she sought Mary out.
这个天使叫做加百列。
And this angel's name was Gabriel.
上帝叫他去向这个玛利亚传达一个重要的信息。
The Lord instructed the angel to speak to her an important message.
什么信息呢
？What message said?
简单来讲
，simply put，
从三十到三十三节
，in verses 30 to 33，
玛利亚要怀孕
，Mary will be pregnant。
那注意啊，天使讲话的时候，玛利亚那时还没有结婚，也还没有怀孕。
Now note that when the angel spoke to Mary, Mary was not married yet, neither was she pregnant。
想想看，如果你是玛利亚
，imagine if you were Mary，
你听了天使跟你说
，and the angel speaks to you。
你要怀孕
，You will be pregnant。
你怎么样怀孕？你怎么样反应
？What would your reaction be？
那么玛利亚就说了
，And so Mary said，
怎么可能
？How could that be possible？
怎么可能
？How could that be？
我都还没有结婚
，I'm not even married。
天使跟他说，这是因为圣灵的工作。
And so the angel told him， this is because the angel， this is the through the work of the Holy Spirit。
那当圣灵在你身上的时候，你就怀孕。
And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you'll be pregnant.
你所生的儿子呢，是神的儿子。
The child you give birth to is the Son of God.
你要给他取名叫耶稣。
And you must name him Jesus.
哇，天使连那个取名字也帮他弄好了。
And the angel even gives the baby, his name.
所以玛利亚不用想。
And so Mary does not need to mull over it.
所以生了的儿子就叫耶稣。
The baby who is born will be called Jesus.
我们看第三处经文。
We shall look at the third passage.
旧约另一个预言应验了。
Another Old Testament passage has been fulfilled.
那么上帝差派这个天使分别向玛利亚跟约瑟说话。
The angel was sent to speak on different occasions to Joseph and Mary.
跟着呢，他就叫这个罗马天使下一道命令。
And he also instructed the angel to give another instruction.
罗马皇帝下命令
and to move the Roman emperor to give an edict.
叫所有的百姓去报名上册
that everyone must go and register their register.
所以约瑟跟玛利亚呢就回到他的家乡了。
And so Joseph and Mary returned to their hometown.
你知道吗？因为这个缘故
and because of this.
旧约的一个预言就应验了
，and Old Testament prophecy is again fulfilled.
他们从北部拿撒勒回到这个伯利恒
，when they moved traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem,
旧约的一个预言就应验了
，and Old Testament prophecy was fulfilled.
请问在旧约哪一本书
？In which book of which Old Testament book?
你们知道吗
？Do you know?
做老师的注入学老师一定要知道。
Teachers, Sunday school teachers must know.
如果不知道，这个要记住啊。记载哪里呢？就记载在这个米迦书五章第二节。
It's recorded in Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
这里讲什么
？What does it say here?
有一个救主将会降生在伯利恒。
A ruler will be born in Bethlehem.
啊，现在我们才明白。
And so we understand.
为什么他们大老远要？从这个北部千里迢迢到这个南部柏林去生孩子呢
Why must they travel such a great distance from the north to the south and give birth to a child there?
弟兄姐妹，圣经的预言 dear all, the prophecies of the Bible
一定要应验的
must be fulfilled.
感谢主，我们有圣经。
Thank God we have the Bible.
圣经就是神的话语。
The Bible is the word of God.
所以神的话语一定应验的。
The word of God must be fulfilled, will be fulfilled.
感谢赞美主。
We thank God.
好了，现在我们明白了。
Have you understood this?
从四处经文，我们看见救主降生。
And we read about the birth of the Savior in four passages.
所以前面讲了三处。
The first three passages.
最后一处。
And in this last passage,
就回到这个路加福音了。
We return to Luke, the book of Luke.
那路加福音第二章，天使向牧羊报佳音，这是第四处经文。
An angel announced good news to the shepherds, and this is the fourth passage.
那我们问一个问题。
We ask a question.
到十二节，天使讲什么
？In verses 8 to 12, what did the angel say?
啊，天使讲的报佳音到底是讲什么
？When the angel announced good news, what did he say?
重点是有三点。
There are three main points.
第一
，First,
大喜的信息
is a good news.
大喜的信息
is a good news.
第二
，Number two,
关乎万人的好消息。
This good news is for all people.
关乎万人的好消息。
This good news is for all people.
第三
and the third,
这是叫人得救的好信息。
This good news is about salvation.
好，我们来思想一下。
We shall think about it.
天使报佳音。
When the angels announce good news.
这三点。
These three points.
第一
number one,
大喜的信息。
Good news.
那什么是信息？
What is a piece of news?
什么是好消息？
What is a piece of good news?
举一个例子。
For instance,
你升职，你加薪。
You are promoted. Your pay has increased.
开心吗
？Are you happy?
你升职，你加薪，你一定很开心，对吧
？If you receive promotion, a pay increase, will you be happy?
好，过了三年。
And after 3 years.
过了五年。
After 5 years.
过了十年。
After 10 years.
你说你还开心吗
？Will you still be happy?
哇，如果过了十年你没有加薪，你没有升职哦，我告诉你，你就不会开心了。
If after 10 years you still do not get a pay increase or promotion, you'll not be happy anymore.
为什么呢
？Why?
原地踏步。
Because you remain status quo.
那每一个好消息都有一个期限的。
Every good news has a limit.
现在你很开心。
You're happy now.
过了一段时间你不开心了。
After a little while, you're not happy anymore.
感谢主。
We thank praise God.
天使讲的这个好消息。
The good news that the angels told them.
是真正的好消息。
It's truly a good news.
是经得起时间的考验。
It can face the test of time.
从2000年前。
From 2000 years ago.
天使讲。
The angel said.
初期教会讲。
The early church proclaimed.
讲了2000年。
And they've been proclaiming for 2000 years.
2000年之后。
And after 2000 years.
我们还在讲。
And we are still preaching this good news.
这个是真正的好消息。
This is truly good news.
第二。
Number two.
关乎万人的好消息
is good news for everyone.
那今天我们听到的好消息
the good news that we hear,
大多数是属于个人的
There are more, for many of this good news, it is it's personal. It's personal.
啊，比如说你读书考好成绩
for example, you get good results.
哇，你每一科拿 A1.
You get A1 for every subject.
开心吗
？Are you happy?
开心。
Of course, you're happy.
你大学毕业了。
You have graduated from university.
每个人找不到工作。
People could not get a job.
你找到工作了。
And you got a job.
开心吗
？Are you happy?
开心。
You're happy.
你说牧师，我要结婚了。
Pastor, I want to get married.
你替我证婚。
Can you officiate my marriage?
你开心吗
？Are you happy?
开心。
You're happy.
不久，你生了孩子。
And after not too long after you give birth to a child.
人家一年生一个。
People give birth.Every year,
你一生就生两个
but you give birth to two in a year.
还有更厉害，一生就三胞胎
or you give birth to triplets.
塞雷嘞
powerful, isn't it?
开心吗
？Are you happy?
开心。
You happy?
不过说实在哦
but having said that, to be honest,
你开心，我不开心。
You're happy, I'm not happy.
因为这是个人的吧
？Because this is personal good news.
跟我没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with me.
感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise God.
天使讲这个好消息。
The good news that the angels proclaim.
每一个人都有关系的。
It is related to everyone.
每一个人都有关系的。
It is related to everyone.
有钱的，没有钱的。
Whether you are rich or poor.
男女老幼。
Whether you are man or woman or young or old,
只要你愿意
，as long as you are willing,
只要你相信
，as long as you believe,
对你来说
，to you,
这个是好消息
，this is good news。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，my dear brothers and sisters in the Lord,
特别是我们当中还没信主的亲爱的同胞们
，especially those among us who have not come to know the Lord,
我盼望你快来信耶稣。
I pray that you come to know Jesus soon。
今天我讲一个大喜的信息。
Today I proclaim to you a good news。
第三
，and third，
最后一个
，which is the last，
是最重要的
，which is the most important news，
叫人得救的好消息。
This good news saves all。
这个好消息跟一个人有关系的
，and this good news is related to someone，
因为他
，because of him，
这个人
，because of him，
才有好消息。
It is because of him， that's why there is good news。
这个人谁啊
？And who is him？ Who is he？ He's Jesus。
耶稣
，Jesus。
好。天使对这个牧羊人说了
，The angel told the shepherds，
你会看见一个宝宝出生在马槽
，You will see a baby born in a manger。
这个就是救主
，This is the Savior。
这个就是主基督
，This is the Christ, the Messiah。
感谢赞美主
，We thank and praise God。
耶稣是救主
，Jesus is the Savior。
耶稣是主基督
，Jesus is。The Christ.
那我们问一个问题。
And you ask a question.
为什么耶稣是救主
？Why is Jesus the Christ?
那你要明白。
Now you must understand that.
今天我们读的圣经。
The Bible that we read.
啊，有的是英文圣经。
Some are English Bibles.
有的是中文圣经。
Some are Chinese Bibles.
所以当我们读的时候呢，我们不太明白原来的原文的意思是什么。
And so we do not know what the original Bible says.
新约圣经是希腊文写的。
The New Testament Bible is written in Greek.
这个耶稣是什么意思呢
？What does Jesus mean?
意思是救主。
It means Savior.
救主
，Savior.
所以当我说你来信耶稣
when I urge you to come and believe in Jesus,
其实我是叫你来相信救主。
In fact, I'm asking you to come and believe in the Savior.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
来信耶稣。
Come and believe in Jesus.
就是来信救主。
It means come and believe in the Savior.
今天有很多人他说他是救主。
Many people say that they are the Savior.
我讲的就是现在。
I'm talking about today.
不是两千年前。
I'm not talking about the events happened 2,000 years ago.
有很多人。
Many people.
他说我是救主。
See, I am.The Savior.
他吸引很多人跟从他
，and so he attracted many followers.
我告诉你，那些是假的。
Those are false.
不是真的。
They are not real.
真的救主就是耶稣。
The genuine Savior is Jesus.
那你问我，你怎么知道耶稣是救主
？How do you know that Jesus is Savior?
很简单。
It's very simple.
耶稣做一件事情是全世界人都知道的。
What Jesus did, the whole world knows.
相信的不相信的人都知道
Those who believe, those who don't believe all know this
上帝爱世人
For God so loved the world
差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督
That he sent his one and only son
来到世界
Into the world
做一件事情
To do one thing
什么事情呢
What is that?
他为人钉十字架
He was nailed on the cross for the world
耶稣为世人钉十字架
Jesus was nailed on the cross for the world
这里面十字架
Is there a cross here?
没有啊。
There's no cross here.
没有啊。不过你可以想象哦。
But you can imagine.
十字架。
A cross.
耶稣为你为我钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified on the cross for you and me.
好消息是。
And the good news is.
耶稣死后三天从死里复活。
After Jesus died, he rose from the dead 3 days later.
注意啊。
Note.
我再说一次。
And I repeat.
耶稣钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified to the cross.
三天后复活。
And he rose from the dead 3 days later.
证明他是救主。
And so he proves that he is the Savior.
所以我可以跟你说。
And hence I can tell you.
他是救主。
He is the Savior.
第二。
Second.
天使说他也是主基督。
The angel also says that he is the Christ.
什么是基督？
What is the Christ?
基督的意思就是被膏者。
Christ means the anointed one.
What is anointed one?
被膏的是什么？
在耶稣的时代
，In Jesus' time,
三种人是被人用油倒在的头上膏立的。
There are three categories of people who are anointed with oil.
第一是君王。
Number one, the first person is a king.
第二是先知。
The second is a prophet.
第三是祭司。
And the third is a priest.
这三种人被人用油膏立。
And these are anointed with oil.
耶稣三种身份都有。
And Jesus has these three identities.
他不单是先知。
He's not only a prophet.
祭司。
A priest.
也是君王。
And he's also a king.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
耶稣要回来做王。
Jesus will return to earth, to the world, to be a king.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
今天这全世界很乱。
Today the world is in chaos.
到处在打仗。
There are wars
everywhere. 天灾人祸。
There are natural disasters and calamities.
我们弟兄姐妹遇到很多困难。
And we all face many difficulties in life.
工作遇到困难。
We face difficulty at work.
跟人相处遇到困难
，In our relationships we face difficulties.
身体出了毛病
，And our body gives us problem.
不要害怕
，But you do not need to fear.
2000年前耶稣降生
，2000 years ago Jesus came to earth.
做我们的救主
，To become our savior.
耶稣还会再来
，Jesus will return again.
他是万王之王
，He's a king of kings.
感谢赞美主
，We thank and praise God.
那今天做老师的
，As teachers,
他能够教导学生做好人。
Teachers can teach students to become good people.
好好读书
to study hard.
但是你告诉一个老师
but if you tell a teacher,
改变一个人的生命
change his life.
比如说
for instance,
小偷强盗
those who are robbers or thieves,
诈骗分子
those who are scammers,
叫老师把他变成一个好人
tell the teacher to make that person a good person.
他做得到吗
can he or she do that?
他做不到
they cannot do it.
耶稣做到
，But Jesus can do it.
耶稣做到
，Jesus is able.
今天做医生的
，Doctors，
他可以医治病人
，Can heal people sick.
他能够治好他们的病
，He can heal them of the sicknesses.
可是有种病他医治不好
，But there is a sickness that he cannot heal.
叫做属灵的疾病
，And this is a spiritual sickness.
什么是属灵的疾病
？What is a spiritual sickness?
简单来讲
，Simply put，
就是罪。
It refers to sin.
所以你叫一个医生
，If you ask a doctor,
医治这个属灵的病
，to heal this person of his or her spiritual illness,
就是罪
，which is sin.
他做不到。
The doctor is unable to do that.
甚至你告诉医生，拯救这个人的灵魂
，and you ask doctor to save the soul of this person,
他也做不到。
He cannot do it.
医生做不到。
Doctors cannot do it.
耶稣做到。
But Jesus can.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
耶稣不能够不但能够赦免我们的罪
，Jesus can not. Jesus is able not only to forgive us our sins,
也能够救我们的灵魂。
He's able to save our soul.
好，总结今天我要讲的。
To conclude what I say today.
第一
，Number one
是讲到救主的降生。
It is about Jesus, the Savior's birth.
我从四处的圣经的经文告诉大家。
And we refer to four passages of the Bible.
讲到两千年前那个降生在马槽的婴孩。
It describes the baby was born in a manger 2,000 years ago.
他是谁
？Who is he?
他是谁
？Who is he?
他是救主，是基督。
He said the Savior, he's the Christ, the Messiah.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
不过我们一定要认识他。
But we must know him.
特别是我们当中还没信主的同胞。
Especially those of us who have not believed in the Lord.
你一定要认识他。
You must know the Lord.
第二
，Number two，
天使的信息。
The message of the angel.
你发现天使的信息也讲同样的。
The angel also talks of the same message.
他同样讲这个宝宝。
He also says that this baby
就是救主
is the savior
就是基督
is the Christ.
最后
finally,
关于你们的回应
how do you respond?
那当你们听到我今天的信息
after you've heard my sermon today,
我要给你们一个挑战
I want to challenge you.
当你听的时候
When you hear,
不管你听哪一个牧师讲道
regardless of whom you are listening to, which preacher you are listening to,
这个信息跟你有关系的。
This message is related to you.
你说跟我没有关系
？Yes, nothing to do with me.
错。
You're wrong.
有关系的。
It is related to you.
我先跟我们当中还没信主的亲朋好友说话。
I want to speak to our unsaved family members and friends.
我们当中还没信主的亲爱的朋友们。
Dear family members and friends who are among us,
请问你愿意相信耶稣吗
？Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
你愿意接受耶稣吗
？And accept him
你不要跑。
Don't run away.
不要跑。
Don't run away.
耶稣在等你。
Jesus is waiting for you.
他爱你。
He loves you.
我说过了。
And we have said,
他，你问我他怎么爱你？
You ask me how did he love me?
他为你钉十字架。
He was crucified on the cross for you.
耶稣钉在十字架。
He was crucified on the cross for you.
这个就是上帝的爱。
This is the love of God.
这是唯一能够救你的方法。
This is the only way that can save you.
没有其他的方法。
There is no other way through which you can be saved.
我盼望你来相信他吧。
I hope that you can believe in Jesus.
第一，他是唯一的救主。
Number one, he's the only savior.
第二，他是神赐给世人的爱的礼物。
Number two, he's the gift of love that God gave to humankind.
那圣诞节不是要来了吗？
Christmas is approaching.
你们很盼望得到礼物，对不对？
You desire to receive a gift.
可能你的孩子会给你圣诞礼物。
Perhaps your children will give you a gift.
你的这个老板会给你礼物。
Or your boss will give you a present.
你的朋友会给你礼物。
Or your friend will give you a present.
我告诉你，地上所有的礼物。
I tell you that the presents in the world,
没有一个可以比得上这个礼物。
None can be compared to this gift.
我再说一次，地上的礼物。
Let me say that again. The presence in this world.
地上礼物没有一个比得上这个礼物。
Can be compared with this gift, this present.
这个礼物是来自天上的。
Because this present comes from heaven.
听好，来自天上的。
Note, it comes from heaven.
上帝要把这个来自天上的礼物给你。
God wants to give this present from heaven to you.
你要吗？
Do you want to accept it?
我盼望你能够接受。
I pray that you can accept it.
怎么接受
？How do you accept it?
很简单
，very easy.
打开你的心
，open your heart.
接受耶稣
，accept Jesus.
你说怎么打开你的心
？Say how do I open my heart?
怎么接受耶稣呢
？How do I receive Jesus?
接着祷告
，you can receive accept Jesus through prayer.
你说我不会祷告
，you say I do not know to pray.
问那些信主的弟兄姐妹
，ask those who are believers.
他会告诉你
，they will tell you.
好了，接下来
，and
我要对那些。信主的弟兄姐妹说话。
I want to speak to those who are believers, the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那我很公平的啊。
I'm fair.
全部人都讲。
I direct my message to everyone.
刚才讲的是不信主的。
Just now I directed my message at those unbelievers.
现在讲的是信主的。
Now I want to speak to the believers.
你们有没有信主啊
？Have you believe in Jesus?
有信主的举手。
Those that believe in Jesus, raise your hand.
信主的举手。感谢赞美主，好放下来。
You can praise God. You can put your hands.
好，我问你一个很简单的问题。
Ask you a simple question.
为什么今天我们还在这个世界
？Why are we still in the world today?
你说，牧师，你说什么
？Say, Pastor, what are you asking?
我不太明白。
I do not understand.
什么叫做我还在这个世界
？What do you mean by I'm still in the world?
我的意思是
，I mean this.
我信了主之后
，After I believe in Jesus,
为什么上帝不要把我直接带到天堂？那不就省事了吗
？Why didn't God just bring me back to heaven and that saves me all the trouble？
你说对不对
？Isn't that so？
我不用加班
，Then I do not need to overtime。
我不用看老板的脸色
，I do not need to look into the face of my boss。
我不要天天背书
，I do not need to memorize my books。
读书
，to study。
小学读完了，读 O level。
After I finish my primary school, I have to study for my O levels.
O level 读完还读 A level.
And after that, A levels.
A level 还读大学。
And after A levels, I have to do my university.
哇，你说压力很大。
You say I face great pressure.
我还是早点回天上吧。
So I must well go back to heaven.
No, 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 no.
No.
不管读书的。
Whether you are a student.
不管你工作的。
Or you are employed.
你今天还在地上。
As long as you're in the world.
上帝有工作给你的。
God has work for you to do.
什么工作
？What work is that?
讲第一个原因。
First reason.
今天有很多人不认识主。
Many do not know Jesus. Do not know the Lord.
但是我们认识主。
But we know the Lord.
同意吗
？You agree?
你看看我们周围的人。
Look at people around us.
信主的多还是不信主的多
？Those who believe in the Lord or those who do not believe in the Lord, which is of greater number?
如果你读书的话
，If you are a student,
你做一个调查。
You do a study. You do a investigation.
信耶稣的多少 percent?
How many are believe? What percentage are Christians?
如果你工作的话
，if those who work,
看看你的公司
observe in your company.
信耶稣的不信耶稣的谁多
？Those who believe in Jesus, those who don't believe in Jesus, which has a greater number.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord,
今天神留我们在这个地上
，The God has left us in this world.
他知道。
God has allowed us to remain in this world because He knows.
有很多人还没信主。
Because He knows that many still have not known the Lord.
你跟我信主。
You and I know the Lord.
所以他要借着你跟我把福音传给他们。
And so He wants to bring the gospel to the rest of the people through us.
明白了吗？
You understand?
你不传福音给他们。
If you do not share the gospel to them,
你不带领他们来信主，
you do not bring them to the Lord.
他们怎么会信主呢？
How can they know the Lord?
所以来到我的第二点。
And hence, that brings you to the second point.
我们要传福音。
We must preach the gospel.
我们要传福音。
We must preach the gospel.
怎么传福音？
How do we preach?
那感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
生命树基督教会。
True Life Christian Church.
每年都有举办一系列的福音性的活动。
We have a series of gospel messages.
比如说
for instance,
星期五的报佳音。
For example, the Christmas caroling in the coming Friday.
星期天的这个主日崇拜的福音布道会。
Or the Gospel Sunday, on Sunday on the 22nd.
啊，这个是很好的。
These are good.
而且也必须的。
And we must have them.
一个教会不传福音。
If a church does not preach the gospel.
不是一个好的教会。
It is not a good church.
一个好的教会。
A good church.
一定要传福音。
Must preach the gospel.
不过话又说回来了。
But having said that,
传福音有很多方法。
We can share the gospel in many ways.
教会是其中一个方法。
Preaching the gospel through the church is but only one means.
还有一个方法。
And there's another way.
我这里要分享的。
I want to share with you.
很有效。
Which is very effective.
你问我什么方法？
You say what is that?
答案就是。
And the answer is.
你跟我。
The answer is you and me.
你没有听错。
Yes, you have heard me correctly.
你跟我。
You and me.
凡是信耶稣的人。
Every person who has believed in Jesus.
重生得救的弟兄姐妹。
Those who have been born again.
都要传福音。
Must preach the gospel.
那我在这里呢，不是告诉你传福音的这个方法。
I'm not here to tell you how the method to preach the gospel.
比如说。四个属灵的定律。
For example, using the four spiritual laws.
福音桥。
Or the bridge life.
啊，我说啊，比如说你拿一个福音桥或者这个属灵的定律。
Using these booklets.
啊，那你跟人家讲。
And you use these booklets to share the gospel.
我不是讲这个。
I'm not referring to methods.
我要讲就是弟兄姐妹。
I'm referring to brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我假定你懂怎么传。
I assume that you know how to preach the gospel.
当你要传福音的时候，有三件事情你要注意。
When you preach the gospel, there are three things that you must do.
你有三件事情你要注意。
There are three things you must note.
第一
，Number one，
我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这个很重要。
This is important.
我再说一次。
I say it one more time.
我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
使徒保罗说
，The
apostle Paul said， 我不以福音为耻。
The apostle Paul said， But I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord，
我们当中信了主的
，Those who have believed in Jesus，
还受洗的
，And those who have been baptized，
你信主还受洗的
，You have believed the Lord and you are also baptized.
请问你有没有向人传过福音
？I want to ask you, have you ever preached the gospel to someone？
请问你有没有向人传福音
？Have you preached the gospel to someone？
你们带领人来信耶稣。
Have you brought someone to the Lord?
我在1982年信主。
I believed in the Lord in 1982.
那是四十多年前。
That was more than 40 years ago.
四十年前。
And 40 years ago.
你们当中很多人还没出世。
Many of you still have not been born.
凡是四十到五十岁之间的。
Those who are between 40 and 50.
就是现在你们做父母的。
There's those who are parents.
那时候你们还读小学。
You were still in the primary school.
我信主就是那个年代。
I believe in the Lord during that era.
上个世纪八十年代。
It was in the 1980s.
我们教会一般上呢很注重传福音。
Most churches will preach the gospel zealously.
我们都很注重传福音。
We are zealous in preaching the gospel.
教会的牧师带领我们。
The pastor of the church will lead us.
我觉得是四十年前。
I'm talking about events of 40 years ago.
那时我还是一个平信徒。
At that time, I was only a lay Christian.
啊，就跟你们一样。
Just like you and me. Just like you.
我不是说我一信主就做牧师哈。
It's not a case that the moment I believe in Jesus, I became a pastor.
没这回事的。
There's no such thing.
当时我们教会的牧师在主日崇拜结束之后
，and after we end our worship service,
我们呢先去吃饭。
We will have a lunch.
就好像你们去楼下的 coffee 店一样啦。
Just like you go downstairs to have your lunch.
之后呢？我们就到附近的 HDB flat， 我们去做个人步道。
And after that, we will go to the neighborhood HDB flat to share the gospel.
我们就分单张做个人步道。
We will give tracts, give out tracts, and do personal evangelism.
弟兄姐妹都很热心参与。
And brothers and sisters are involved, do it zealously.
多年以后
，And after many years,
当年那些去传福音的弟兄姐妹
those who preach the gospel, who often go out to preach the gospel.
有的人做了牧师，
some became pastors.
有的人做了长老，
some became elders.
有的人做了宣教士，
some became missionaries.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
好，我的重点是。
And my emphasis is,
我们当中做牧师的，
amongst us who are pastors,
做长老做执事的，
or elders or deacons,
我们都知道传福音是很重要的。
We know that preaching the gospel is important.
不以福音为耻。
We are not ashamed of the gospel.
所以我鼓励我们当中，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And so I urge those who are young in the Lord.
从现在开始
，from today onwards,
你要学习传福音。
You must learn to preach the gospel.
如果你说牧师我有，
if you say that pastor I preach the gospel,
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
我为你感谢赞美主。
I thank the Lord and praise the Lord for you.
但是如果你没有呢
？But if you did not do so,
从现在开始你要学习。
From today onwards, you must start doing it.
要学习传福音。
You must preach the gospel.
传福音不是说我一信我就会的。
Preaching the gospel is not the case that the moment I believe in Jesus, I know how to do it.
你要学的。
You must learn.
不会啊。
If you don't know how,
不会就问啦。
If you don't know how to do it, ask.
主日学老师。
Ask your Sunday school teachers.
牧师、长老、执事。
Ask your pastors, elders, and deacons.
他们很愿意教你的。
They are more than willing to teach you.
问题是你要不要罢了。
Or what is more important is, are you willing or not?
我要特别跟我们当中年轻的这些有服事的弟兄姐妹讲。
I want to speak to those who are younger amongst us who are serving the Lord.
你们是教会将来的这个领袖。
You are the future leaders of the church.
作为教会的领袖
，as leaders of the church,
圣经的话语一定要抓住。
You must know the word of God.
不但要懂
，but must you know.
不但要教
，not only must you teach.
而且你一定要传福音。
And you must preach the gospel.
你懂得教圣经。
If you know how to teach the Bible,
你圣经懂得很多。
You know the Bible well.
但是你不传福音。
But if you do not preach the gospel,
这不是好的领袖。
And this is not a good leader.
这不是一个好的领袖。
This is not a good leader.
你问我有吗
？Say, is that the case?
有。
Yes.
如果你像我这样。
If you are like me,
信主四十多年
，after I believe in the Lord for 40 more than 40 years,
我全时间服侍主三十多年
，I served the Lord full time for 30 years.
我看到好的牧师
I've seen good pastors.
好的牧师好像这位
like our pastor here.
但我也看到不好的牧师
，but I've also seen bad pastors.
所以我常常警惕我自己
，and I often remind myself,
要学习好的牧师
，we must learn.The example of good pastors.
不要学那些不好的。
Do not learn the example of bad pastors.
弟兄姐妹，你们也一样。
Likewise for you.
你不要每个教会跟生命树基督教一样的哈。
Do not assume that every church is like True Life Christian Church.
你会发现奇怪，为什么有些教会？
You may find it strange. Why is it some churches?
别的教会的这些所谓的 so-called Christian,
and other churches, and they are Christians too.
你看他们为什么他们这样的
？Why are they like that?
人家抽烟
people smoke.
哎，他也抽烟
they also smoke.
人家买马票
people buy lottery.
哎，他也买马票
and that person also buy lottery tickets.
这来到我的第二点
and this brings me to my second point.
我们的见证
our Christian testimony.
我们的见证
our Christian testimony.
那当我讲传福音的时候
when I talk about preaching the gospel,
我一定要讲这个
I must talk about this.
这个很重要
this is important.
问你自己
ask yourself.
如果你信了主
，If you have believed in Jesus，
请问你有没有好的见证
？I want to ask you, do you have a good Christian testimony？
什么叫好的见证？
What is a good Christian testimony?
想知道你有没有好的见证？
If you want to know if you have a good Christian testimony,
我就要做一件事情。
You just need to do one thing.
我问你的老婆。
I ask your wife.
我问你的丈夫。
I ask your husband.
我问你的孩子。
I ask your child.
我问你的父母。
I ask your parents.
我就知道。
I will know whether you have a good Christian testimony or not.
金圣牧师同意吗？
Pastor Andrew, do you agree? And that is true. 啊，真的。
我告诉你，我带领的中国信徒有好的，有不好的。
The Christians that I led, they are good Christians and are bad Christians.
那些好的让我很开心。
Those who are good Christians, they bring me joy.
那些不好的
，Those who are not good Christians,
让我感到很难过。
They make me sad.
真的很难过。
Very sad.
做牧师真的不容易。
It's difficult to be a pastor.
所以你们常常要为牧师祷告。
And so you must often pray for your pastor.
包括教会的领袖。
And pray also for the church leaders.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们的见证很重要。
Our Christian testimony is important.
你如果没有好的见证。
If you do not have a good Christian testimony.
你怎么去传福音呢？
How can you preach the gospel?
难怪有些基督徒不传福音的。
It is no wonder some Christians do not preach the gospel.
其中一个原因
，and one reason, contributing reason is
没有好的见证
，because they do not have a good testimony.
跟自己的配偶不能够好好相处
，they cannot relate well with their spouse.
跟自己的孩子不能够好好相处
，they do not get along well with their children.
跟自己的父母也不能够好好相处
，they do not get along well with their parents.
你说他能够开口吗
？How can he or she open his mouth, her mouth?
见证
，and hence your testimony.
如果你没有好的见证的话
，If you do not have a good Christian testimony，
你要做一件事情
，You must do one thing，
向神认罪祷告
，You must repent of your sin and ask and pray，
求神赦免你
，That the Lord will forgive you your sins。
最后一个
，And finally，
最后一个
，Finally，
圣洁的器皿
，A holy vessel。
为什么我讲我们的见证很重要
？Why do I say that our Christian testimony is important？
因为第三点讲到圣洁的器皿。
Because the third point talks about a holy vessel, a holy instrument.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗
？Do you, dear brothers and sisters, Lord, you know that?
神是慈爱的。
Yes, God is loving.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
差遣耶稣为我们钉十字架。
And so He sent Jesus to die on the cross for us.
但上帝是圣洁的。
But God is also holy.
所以上帝用的器皿。
And hence, the instruments, the vessels that God uses,
上帝用的器皿
the vessels, instruments that God uses,
圣洁的
must be holy.
请问你跟我是不是圣洁？
I'll ask you, you and I, are we holy?
今天我拿一个杯子
Today I take up a cup.
这个杯子
this cup,
里面很脏
is dirty.
很多灰尘
there's much dust.
我给你
I give it to you.
我拿给你
I give it to you.
你敢用吗
Do you dare to drink from it?
你们敢用吗
Do you dare to drink from it?
里面都是黑黑的
inside is blackened.
很多灰尘的
There's much dust.
你哪里敢用
How will you dare to use it?
这么脏
Because it's dirty.
我拿一个干净的杯子
I give you a clean cup.
洗干净了
It's been washed clean.
我给你
I give to you.
哇，你赶快拿来用
Quickly you will use it.
哇，口渴了
You're thirsty.
我去倒水喝
I will pour water into the cup and drink from it.
同样的道理
Likewise.
一个肮脏的杯子你不敢用
You dare not use a dirty cup.
你用一个干净的杯子来喝水。
You use a, you will drink from a clean cup.
上帝使用的也是一样的。
And likewise, God uses only clean vessels.
所以这里说得很清楚。
And here it says clearly.
在提摩太后书二章二十一节说到。
And in 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 21 says.
如果不圣洁
，if a person is not holy,
神不能够用。
God cannot use you.
神用的是圣洁的。
God uses those who are clean, who are holy.
所以求主帮助我们。
The Lord help us.
在这来临的圣诞节。
In this coming Christmas.
求主帮助我们。
The Lord help us.
成为干净。
That we will keep ourselves holy, clean.
我们要圣洁。
We must be holy.
我们才能够传大喜的信息。
Then we can preach the great good news.
当我们传大喜的信息的时候。
When we preach this good news, this great good news.
那些还没有信主的人。
Those who don't believe in the Lord.
他们才来不信耶稣。
Then they will come and believe in Jesus.
他们信耶稣。
And when they believe in Jesus.
不单是因为你讲的。
Not solely because of what you say.
他看见你。
But he observes you.
他看见你的生活。
They observe your, the way you live your life.
他看见你的圣洁。
They observe your holiness.
他看见你的爱心。
They observe your love.
他看见你的包容。
They observe your patience and kindness.
他看见你的饶恕。
They observe your forgiving heart.
他看见你有耶稣的那个样子。
They observe that you have Jesus in you.
他会来信主。
Then they will believe in Jesus.
求主帮助我们。
The Lord help us.
我们同心祷告。
We pray.
我们请牧师做结束祷告。
我祷告。我们的天父上帝，当我们活在黑暗，走向灭亡，我们是黑暗之子，悖逆之子，灭亡之子，我们是下定地狱了。但是主，谢谢你，你却爱我们，把福音传给我们，感动我们的心，好叫我们听明白，我们接受耶稣做救主，以致我们不只是罪得到赦免，我们得到宝贵的天堂，宝贵的永生。
阿们。
主啊，我们白白领受了，帮助我们也能够把福音传开。
是，
因为如果世人没有救恩，他们要灭亡，我们的家人要死在地狱里面，他们是没有盼望的人，他是悲惨的人。因此帮助你的儿女们，趁着在圣诞节佳节在的时候，主啊，帮助我们以我们的口传，帮助我们懂得怎么传，更帮助我们能够以我们圣洁的生命来做见证，吸引人归向主。
Amen.
谢谢主听祷告，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
感谢主，
我们谢谢。